Biden appointed Judge blocks DHS from deporting Egyptian family of Colorado terror suspect. By John Binder on June 5, 2025. A United States District Court judge appointed by former President Joe Biden has blocked President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from deporting the Egyptian family members of 45-year-old illegal alien Mohammed Sabri Soliman, accused of carrying out an anti-Semitic terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado. This week, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem announced that Soliman, as well as his wife and five children, all of whom are Egyptian nationals, had been taken into federal custody. The family, Noem said, was pending deportation from the U.S. Late Wednesday evening, though, Judge Gordon Gallagher, appointed to the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado by Biden, temporarily prevented DHS from deporting Soliman's family back to Egypt. Moreover, the court finds that deportation without process could work irreparable harm and an order must issue without notice due to the urgency the situation presents, Gallagher wrote. DHS continues to hold Soliman's family, which includes his 41-year-old wife Hayam Salah Al-Said Ahmed El-Gamal, 18-year-old daughter Habiba Mohammed Sabri Farag Soliman, two minor sons, and two minor daughters, in federal detention in Dilley, Texas. DHS and ICE have taken the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist, and illegal alien, Mohammed Soliman, into ICE custody, Noem added. This terrorist will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. We are investigating to what extent his family knew about this heinous attack, if they had knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it. I am continuing to pray for the victims of this attack and their families. Justice will be served. Soliman, charged with attempted murder, is accused of using a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails to set Americans on fire who had gathered in Boulder for a peaceful pro-Israel protest. Soliman can be heard on video shouting "Free Palestine" at the time of the attack. Soliman arrived in the United States via LAX in Los Angeles, California, on a tourist visa in August 2022. The visa expired in February 2023, but Soliman never departed the U.S. as required by federal law, making him an illegal alien. Even after his visa had expired, former President Joe Biden's administration approved a work permit for him to hold an American job in March 2023. That work permit expired in March of this year. Soliman attempted to enter the United States 20 years ago but was denied a visa. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.